Feel incredible!
Kokoku demo! It's not a cartoon! It's anime!
Kenny, what the hell is wrong with you, dude?
I exhaled too early, and then I started to do the yell, so I didn't have enough air to go through the whole yell. So I had to go, I had to double up on it, man. I'm sorry.
God damn.
I felt, oh, no, shit, I ain't gonna have it up.
Somebody punch you in the chin.
Woo! Oh, my God. I had the headphones way too loud. This is why I have subtitles on for literally every show I'm watching these days.
Well, you know what it is. Welcome to another episode. Animation squad is back, three quarters of us. Myself, Rob, Ice, no bitch ass, ho ass, punk ass, trick ass,
bitch ass,
bitch ass, Brennan,
bitch ass, Brennan.
His punk
Chaz
ass,
made a good
not even
point
in the building.
We
to
didn't
come
really
in.
Know that. I forgot to tell people is that Brennan is his middle name. What's his first name?
Ho ass.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah,
I thought you were serious for a second.
I was like, we're dead serious.
I saw his birth certificate.
Yeah, he's over taking a little vacation somewhere. He's having a good time, man. He's out the country, and he's a bitch, you know. And he can't do nothing about it. He got to just take all these hoes and bitches and suckers and punk
suckers.
Motherfuckers.
His attendance number's about to plummet.
Oh, yeah. Oh, how long he's gone for?
On his ass.
Yeah, he's actually only gone for like 2 weeks, but you know, still. He's not in great position.
Can Ice catch him?
I already caught him.
I think he's probably already caught him at this point. Yeah. Brennan hasn't been on one episode of this Cyberpunk stuff.
Well, here's the thing. Brennan's take is that if I pop my head in for at least 3 to 5 minutes.
That doesn't count.
Yeah. Rob's not having it.
That
I love it.
That does not count.
No.
Say, like, nah, fuck that.
You weren't on the podcast if you posted.
That's
your
like,
head
hey,
for
if
three
I FaceTime
seconds.
Keenan.
That's special guest material.
Yeah, that is
special
guest.
Sure,
special
guest.
You're a cameo ho.
have I made more than he is?
You're up there with him.
You're
up there.
You are getting
up there. Man. So, you know what we do, man. We talk our shit, do our one-offs on here, man. We have a good ass fucking time. Make sure you join that Patreon, patreon.com/animation, S-H-U-N. The Patreon has been going up, man. It's been a lot of fun stuff going on. You know what we're doing this week. We're continuing, actually closing out Cyberpunk Edge Runners episode 7 through 10. We're closing this bitch out, man. Short anime, fun time. But before we do that, let me introduce our special guest. Since we already got kind of already said his name, he already started speaking already on his own.
We're just so used to having him here.
Right.
I've
been here enough.
Yeah.
Our special guest, bitch ass, ho ass, punk ass, Chaz.
I feel like he repeated this. I just heard this intro.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I feel like I deserve this kind of intro.
My God, Chaz, he's over here with the Goku Black shirt on with the Krillin ass Goku Black.
Love that shirt.
And doing like the whole outcast thing. I love it. It's pretty dope. How you been, Chaz? How you been?
I'm good. I'm wearing a lion's hat, so.
I mean,
Hard Knocks was great.
You can't want to
win a pod with that hat on. Don't you might jinx his podcast today. It might not be a good one, man.
Oh,
it would be 1-4.
It's gonna start off great though. It's gonna start off great. And it's gonna bomb at the end.
That's how it goes.
That's how the Lions been. They've been hot. Best office in the league, right?
They just got
beat 29-0 last week. So
that's not usually the sound of a good offense.
No, but they were number one offense for like 3 weeks, right?
Man, big.
That sound good. You can't stop nobody. You know what I mean?
1-4.
Hey man, before we get any further, I just want to let y'all know that you are watching or listening or both to the greatest fucking anime podcast in the entire world.
All right.
I concur.
Hey, yeah, we're out here. We're having a good ass time. I feel like, y'all let us know what other anime podcasts there are, because I don't see nobody compete with us, man. See,
hey,
we out here
man,
doing
y'all
our
wild
thing.
Y'all for coming for the, man, I got the thighs out, man. Y'all got to get. Subscribe to the Patreon for the thighs, I guess.
Subscribe to the Patreon to see his mustache, man. He got that hands up, don't shoot mustache right now. You know, he's out here
with
the copper.
Hey, you fucked up too, because she's like, how you going to say that out your mustache?
That's early, fucked up, man. He got the, I don't know why you got the copper mustache today. You got the sheriff. All right, now, put your hands down, boy.
I got to sit tight for me, buddy.
Yeah, sit tight for me, buddy.
I'll be right back.
Let me go ahead and get your manager.
I'm method acting right now. This is what I'm doing. Taking it to a whole nother level.
Oh, I'm sorry. What does this mean? The TGFA.
The greatest.
Oh, is that what all that is? Okay.
Fucking anime podcast.
This all makes sense now.
In the entire world.
Okay, there you go. Now you see the acronym. The longest acronym on the planet.
It also stands for the greatest fucking anime Patreon.
Oh. It's true. It doubles up. Yeah. Oh. Multi-purpose.
Yeah. In the entire world.
Yes, whatever you want to whatever you want to make it.
I love it.
It can also be the greatest.
Oh, my God.
Fucking ass and pussy.
Oh my
Whoa,
god.
Hey,
in
yo.
The entire...
hey, yo.
What
hey,
kind of podcast is this? Oh, we have a guest.
This took a turn.
We have company.
I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry for joining with fun, man.
Oh,
I'm
man.
You wanted to join in.
Great sweat song.
Oh, my God.
Great sweat song.
All
right, man. So before we get into that Roz recap episode, we have a nice little weekly poll. Whose poll was it? Was this your poll, Ice, or Rob's?
This is Ice.
All right.
This is my poll.
Yeah, this is your poll. So Battle of the Undead, man. What was going down?
Battle of the Undead. Since it's spooky season, Halloween is upon us. The month of Halloween is upon us. And this whole month, they're going to be characters that are either creepy themselves or come from a creepy world, whatever the case may be. So the first battle out the gate was a super creepy, super sus, super whatever y'all want to call him.
Super sus?
Super sus. Super He's sus. Very sus. Orochimaru. Mm-hmm. Who
very sus individual.
Can't die, it seems like, versus Alucard, who can't die either. King of all vampires.
That picture, is that Orochimaru on the top?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a picture right there.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
He's got like a snake tongue. He's into like snake stuff.
He's sending a really snake.
Why is his hand having the can I grab something?
That's what I'm saying.
He's
creepy. He's a creepy.
He's
that's
a creepy
that's
dude.
Really him. Wow. Yeah, Orochimaru ain't no joke.
Yeah,
he a dog though.
Oh, he has boyfriends.
Yeah,
like oh yeah, I
yeah. He's understand. Like yeah, he's like a creepy prince.
no.
And then you have Alucard, who's the king of all vampires, who's a straight dog in Hellsing. I know there's different versions of him. They got the other version of him in Castlevania, and then some other versions of him just in media. But
definitely heard the name before.
The version that I chose of him, and I felt is the strongest version of him, is the Hellsing Ultimate version. And I feel like this just came down. Orochimaru won. Let's just get that out the way. He won 74% of the votes. But I felt like this just came from people not really knowing how much of a dog Alucard was. I still, me personally, have Orochimaru winning this battle.
Really?
But I feel like just a lot of people, not to play gay, you didn't ever see Hellsing Ultimate. Like, I don't want to be that guy, but I feel like a lot of the people here just didn't know. And then another part of these people probably did watch Hellsing Ultimate, but they don't like Rob's take on Naruto.
Yeah. And here's the thing. I'm going to fucking double down on that right now. Because Alucard is... I don't know anything about this dude. Other than he's listed as the king of the vampires. I'm not even halfway through the first Naruto, and Orochimaru has already said to somebody else, I can't beat him.
Yeah.
And he's... And it seems to me like Alucard is... The top dog in? Is he like the boss?
He works for somebody, but he, of vampires,
he's
that guy.
Top dog.
They call him to handle shit.
Yeah, because it's just
he
hard
has
for
his
me.
Own
yeah.
army of vampires.
It's just, to me, I'm just like, 74%? Really? Like, it does really feel like this was
it's the big
an
fuck
exact
you.
Reaction to me being like, you guys just jump on Naruto dick every time.
Oh, wow, that's hilarious.
Dick riding Naruto.
Oh, shit, Rob calling out the dick riders.
I'm absolutely calling it. It's, I mean,
Naruto
come on.
Has fabulous penis, bro. I don't know if you're the Naruto trend,
hey,
but
yo.
If there was anime dick, I had to ride. I'm not mad at it being Archer. It was an amazing show. All right,
Tiana Trump.
This guy over here.
Damn.
This guy, Roxy Reynolds, over here. This guy.
I appreciate
this.
Chesty Chaz over here. Damn.
I just appreciate your honesty, Chaz.
Chaz the ass. Instead of Chaz the ass.
If you're like, hey, you got to take a penis, Narter, or, you know, something. What's up there? Top three peen right here.
Top three peen.
Wow.
But yeah, that's our next poll.
top three peen?
Top three anime peen.
Gojo gonna win if he's in there.
Yeah. Say who, Goku?
Unless
Gojo.
Kakashi's
Gojo.
In there, and he's
yeah,
definitely
is,
taking
yeah.
it.
Oh, then yeah, if it's Kakashi. Because yeah, they didn't even give Gojo love in the eye poll. They were just like,
no.
Eh, six eyes, okay, and...
No.
But yeah, Orochimaru won. We have a heated battle because we start opposed on Tuesday, which is usually the day after we film and record, but we recorded it Wednesday, today, a little later. So we already had this week's poll up, and it is a very heated battle right now.
It is 50-50.
50-50 right now between Guts from Berserk and Kaneki from Tokyo Ghoul. Like, they're going back and forth, and people are throwing haymakers at each other in the comments on why each, like, long-ass dissertations of, like, why
it's true
Guts would beat Kaneki or why Kaneki would beat Guts. And I, like I said, on paper, it looks like a human versus a ghoul, but Guts is him. Guts is a dog.
Team Guts all day.
That's what your girl said. Yeah. Team Guts all day. Not your girl, but you know what I mean. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's a heated. This is probably one of the closer battles I've seen in polls in a while. So, and why that one is spooky, if you watched either one of those, you can know. But Guts comes from a very, very dark ass anime, and then Kaneki as well. And both of them got duped into some shit by somebody else. So that's why they were made for each other. They both got played.
Kaneki was a straight up bitch in season one. But all right, we'll see. Hopefully,
end of season one, season two, Kaneki, dog.
All right. I'm going to be willing to watch that season two of that because it's short too. It's 12 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
It's 12. That's not bad at all.
I'm going to be willing to watch that. All right, man. Thank you for that poll. So keep continuing to vote for this new poll that's out right now. Guts versus Kaneki. Right now, like I said, it's super, super close. And like I said, join that Patreon, patreon.com/animeshun, S-H-U-N. Join, join, join. We already hit that milestone last time, and we got Rob that haircut at a black barbershop, which was super great.
Wait, did I miss it all?
Yeah, you missed all that.
What?
Yeah, that happened.
Yeah.
What? I just remember you shaved the beard. Where was the haircut at?
No, they got the video here in the Patreon. We can show it to you later.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I know you got to talk to the children.
Yeah.
But here, right here.
Chaz, love the kids.
Rob haircut video. There it was.
You got to subscribe to our Patreon to watch it.
Yeah, we ain't putting that one out for y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Don't even let Chaz see it.
Yeah, funny. give us that hot five for the mug guy.
I'll let you see it right now for $5.
All right, man. So let's get on to it. Cyberpunk Edgerunners. We're closing it out, man. Episode 7-10, a hot 4 episodes. Rob's recap. Let's go.
Let's go. As we open up, some time has passed, allowing David to further upgrade his cyber enhancements, including taking Maine's arms. He rides in a car with Rebecca, Falco, Kiwi, and a rookie named Julio on their way to a job to save some girls kidnapped by a gang. And it seems like he has stepped up to be the gang's leader as he gives Julio advice on how to survive. As they arrive, the crew finds themselves confronted by the large gang, but as Kiwi causes them all to short out, David and Rebecca gun them down. Further in the hideout, they come across a huge dude with a hammer, but David just uses the Sandy to blow his head off at super speed. Excited by that, Julio rushes out to save the girls, but trips a mine, gets himself blown up right away. Julio, we hardly knew you. David and Rebecca only roll their eyes at the dead rookie and rescue the girls.
I like Rebecca, man.
Hey.
Yeah, she's cool.
She the one, bro. That's if you need somebody on your side.
I need me a psycho like that. Go ahead, bro. Yeah.
You say that, no.
That's very true. Hey, you're right.
You can't date her.
No. At the after party, David pays everybody with the owes him and tells him, they all tell him, like, hey, you really stepped up to take Maine's place. We also find out that Lucy has not worked with the crew since the Tanaka job, and no one really quite knows why. David tries asking Kiwi about where she came from, but she's just like, hey, you got to talk to Lucy about that yourself. With that, David goes to see Doc, who warns him if you keep upgrading yourself, you'll go psycho. But David insists he feels fine. Doc tells him, you keep going, you're going to turn into Atom Smasher, an urban legend of a scary super soldier working for Arasaka that added up so much cyber upgrades that he became a pure cyborg. Mm. On his way home, David gets a call from Kiwi, who says Faraday would like to speak to him. After arriving at the bar, Faraday says, hey, I'm impressed with what I've heard about you. But David basically wants to give David a test to basically see if he can pick up the reins on where the Tanaka job left off. He gives David a job from Militech, a rival corporation to Arasaka, tells him to go try and convince Lucy to rejoin the gang. David goes home to his new pad, and we see that he and Lucy have quite the domestic setup. He asks her to join him on a job he's taking. She politely declines. Instead, says, "Hey, why don't we go do some stargazing outside the city?"
I'm not ready.
She was banging.
Yeah.
You see it.
You
see the vision.
Yeah, and the word and the voice of Tony Baker. You see it. You saw it all.
You saw it.
Yeah. You settling down with that or what?
I got a secret question later on. Don't worry about it.
After raking in the city, David finally gets the nerve.
I didn't put it on there
yet. Yeah, we'll see. But David finally gets the nerve to ask Lucy about her past, and she says that as a child, she worked for Arasaka, deep diving into dangerous corners of the old internet, searching for valuable information. It was dangerous work, and eventually she and the other kids banded together to break out, but it seems that she was the only one that survived, and she's been hiding in Night City ever since. As she finishes her story, David's hand starts to shake, and she says that the only thing that she fears at this point is losing him. As they hug, Lucy gets some sort of alert. We see in another location another Edge Runner working for Arasaka is trying to recover information that Tanaka was hiding. He discovers that the info is related to David, and it's all been scrambled up and corrupted, and before he can try to learn more, Lucy emerges from the shadows, fries his brain, killing him, which explains how she's been keeping busy this whole time. From there, we go to an Arasaka lab. A woman is finishing up her shift, but when she goes to check in with her boss, she finds David crouching there next to her boss's corpse, seemingly having lost control of himself. He stands and shoots her next, and though he gets the job done, he seems shaken by the whole experience. Later at Arasaka, they wonder who could have, you know, been responsible. They wonder if it's connected to the murders of the people trying to recover the Tanaka info. They decide it's time for them to start striking back, and on their short list of suspects is Faraday. On his car ride home, Faraday is attacked by the Arasaka mercenaries, but he manages to escape. He checks in with his Militech handlers, who assures him, you know, hey, you're safe. But Faraday is worried Arasaka will kill him to protect their cyber, quote-unquote, cyber skeleton project. And after this less-than-stellar meeting with his handler, he reaches out to Arasaka to make a deal. As at David's, he's struggling to sleep, seeing the face of the woman he shot over and over again. Lucy checks in on him, and he says he's fine, but she notices his hands are shaking again. Faraday meets with Arasaka, rep at a diner. They say that, hey, we'll forget your involvement with the Tanaka affair if you can just kill anybody that knows about the cyber skeleton, and we'll also pay you an additional million if you can find out who is stopping us from getting our hands on that Tanaka data. Half if you kill him. Elsewhere, Lucy calls Kiwi to see how David is doing on the job. Says he seems fine, invites Lucy back to the gang. Again, she declines, and Kiwi has to go when she sees that Faraday is at her doorstep needing a word. Meanwhile, David and Rebecca are on a job killing other cyberpunks like usual. But something, you know, during the firefight, David hesitates to kill an opponent. And after saving him, Rebecca feels like something's wrong. She tells him, you know, hey, I'm worried about you. Asks him to take it easy on the implants. She doesn't want to see him go psycho like Maine. But David assures her, again, just like everybody else, he's fine. As Lucy hunts for more more people looking for information on David, she spends the night at home alone. As he stares at his mother's ashes, we see the Arasaka job from his point of view. We see that he is slipping into the clutches of cyberpsychosis, hallucinating that people look like terrible monsters. And when Lucy returns home, she finds him collapsed on the ground and takes him to go see the doc. David has another hallucination at the doc. At the doc's place, as he looks him over, and the doc is just like, you are fucking losing it. After he attacks Doc, Doc gives him all these like stronger meds, says like, you can use these, but when you're done, when you go all the way through these, it's only going to get worse. This is going to send you over the edge. As they walk home,
it was like 6 days worth.
Yeah,
I think it was nine.
It was nine vials. Something
it was
like that.
6 days. You got 6 days, buddy.
Yep. As they walk home, Lucy asks him, you know, what's wrong? And he tells her about killing the woman at the lab, how she reminded him of his mother. She begs him to stop, but he says that he can't. He needs to go further for his mother and Maine's sake and for their dreams. She says that he needs to live for himself, but before that they can finish that conversation, Lucy gets another alert about somebody digging up information on David, and she has to leave. However, when she arrives, she gets ready to kill the runner, but she has her own circuits fried instead, as it was all a trap set by Faraday that worked out exactly as he planned it. The next day, David, Kiwi, Rebecca, and Falco set out on a job to steal an Arasaka truck hauling valuable cargo. Little do they know, however, that it's a trap. And in the flashback, we see that Faraday and Kiwi have pried the data that Lucy was trying to keep hidden, and have even she had even killed Tanaka to keep secret, that basically David was the next candidate for Arasaka's experimental cyber skeleton suit based on his ability to use the Sandy. Faraday plans to plans to trick David into putting on the cyber skeleton, have him test against Militech forces, enlist Kiwi to help him with the promise of immunity for her crimes. As the heist starts, secondary crew draws off most of the convoy, protecting the truck, allowing David and the main crew to swoop in. As they do, we see Rebecca knows David is injecting himself with this hyper-immunosuppressants to stay sane and functioning. She worries the job is going to push him over the edge. Using the Sandy and their tricked-out Humvee, the group is able to stop the truck. But just as they do so, explosions hit all around them as Militech battalions approach, looking to steal the tech that could put them out of business. Kiwi tells everybody, jump in the truck, let's hide, points out the cyber skeleton, saying, hey, this could be our ticket out of there. Rebecca's scared about what this could do to David. But at that moment, Faraday calls David with his voice disguised as Lucy, saying the cyber skeleton's only way to get them out of there, and yet, you know, there's no stopping David from doing it after that. At that moment, Lucy does manage to slip away just before Faraday gets her basically wrap her up again. She calls David and tells him, you know, hey, this whole thing's a trap. Kiwi takes that moment to split, and Faraday's parting words are essentially, if you want Lucy, you're going to have to use the skeleton to come and fucking get her. David starts to freak out, but Rebecca doses him with some of the meds to clear his head. David quickly uses the cyber skeleton to run through the Militech forces, literally crushing them and throwing around tanks and trucks with his new enhanced bare hands. It takes a heavy toll on his body, though, and he starts quickly burning through the immunosuppressants. When he fights his way through all the soldiers, he tells Rebecca and Falco they are headed back to the city to save Lucy, and they agree. And as the cyberpunks arrive in Night City, they cut a path of destruction wherever they go with the cyber skeleton and modded out Humvee, causing the Arasaka agents monitoring the situation to say, hey, this whole fucking thing's out of control. We got to shut this down immediately. Kiwi has a similar fear, tells Faraday, hey, I'm skipping town. And he's just like, hey, why don't you come do one last little meeting? We'll pay you face to face, and he'll be free to go. But when she arrives, of course, he shoots her to keep her from leaking the information about the cyber skeleton. But with her last dying breath, she calls Rebecca and Falco, tells him, hey, this is where you can find Faraday and Lucy. David continues walking the line of sanity as Rebecca keeps him close, dosed up on meds while he fights Arasaka goons and Max Tech police officers. She worries that Lucy might be the only one that can bring him back at that point. And as they get closer to the Arasaka HQ, the agents there get ready to activate their trump card, the infamous Atom Smasher, as he is real. To take out David for good, which Atom Smasher says will be easy work. As Faraday lands at Arasaka HQ, David injects the last of his meds as he dashes in with the Sandy, killing all the soldiers in one fell swoop, manages to get Lucy and crush Faraday's leg as well. But Atom Smasher is quick to join the fight, shoots David in the gut as Faraday tries to escape on a medical transport. David lets out a scream and the two start a super speed fight, David slicing the medical team in half and grabbing Faraday, but Atom Smasher hits him out with a rocket, sending him, Faraday, and Lucy out into the night. David loses his grip on Faraday, who in turn turns into pavement splatter, but Lucy manages to hang on and bring him back from the edge with a kiss. David promises to get her out alive, and as long as she promises to live out her dreams and head to the moon. As they land, David gives cover to Rebecca and Falco and tells them to get Lucy out of there. Unfortunately, though, Atom Smasher is right behind, and he lands on top of Rebecca, crushing her.
Bro. I was hurt.
Crushing her.
That fucked me up, man.
She was always so cool in action. We're trying to have a fucking mop.
David and Lucy try to fight back, but Atom Smasher's completely chromed out body is way too much for them. Luckily, Falco pulls up in a stolen car, grabs Lucy as David holds Atom Smasher down with his gravity-controlling tech. Lucy begs Falco to turn back, but he refuses. Behind them, Atom Smasher rips David out of the cyber skeleton, tells him that he was a worthy opponent after all. David tells him he couldn't care less, thinking only about Lucy, as Atom Smasher finishes him with a final shot. From there, we flash forward and see that Lucy was able to use the saved money to get herself to the moon, finally living out her dream of living there. Lucy envisions David in his original form with her as she takes in the heat of the sun, and that brings Cyberpunk Edgerunners to a close.
I'm dang. Seeing you.
No, thank you. Thank you, Rob. Yeah, I'm changing my question. One of my last questions.
Gotcha. Thanks, Jess.
Yes, sir.
That's nothing you guys had to worry
three
about.
Episodes recapped.
Yeah.
Four. Amazing. Four episodes in there.
And you didn't stutter or sputter once.
Thank you. I appreciate
not
that.
Not a single. You thirsty? Not a single.
I am.
Hey, man. Don't ever come here on a recap day, boy. I'll tell you something. When I'm recapping, that's what we call it here. When I, you know.
Oh, I know how you talk.
Yeah.
Damn.
Ooh, Chad's known me for years. He knows I be, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Fumaroski. So, yeah, that was a lot, man. A lot went on in those three episodes, in those four episodes. It was four episodes, right?
Yes. Four episodes.
Yeah,
yep.
Four episodes. Yep. They got after it. They played no goddamn games.
Nope.
Let's get into these questions. First question. If there wasn't an NBC here on the moon, you know, having, you know, finally getting her dream and being happy, man, fuck all that. Fuck her dreams, to be honest, in my personal opinion.
I agree with you.
She got her dream. She's on the moon, happy as hell, and she kind of sees David, you know, thinking it's him or, you know, just seeing him, you know, visually, whatever. If there was an established human colony on the moon, would you live there or would you even visit? Rob.
Absolutely not. No, I'm not going to the fucking moon. I think I said that.
Ever?
I would not go to the moon. I would not go to space. I'm reminded of, I actually saw a quote from William Shatner of Star Trek fame recently. Mm. He went up into space very briefly. I think he just kind of took one of those Amazon ships, and he was just like, I always wanted to go to space my whole life. I finally got out there, and I looked out into space, and all I saw was death. I just wanted to get back to Earth as fast as I possibly could.
Wow.
And I was like, I absolutely get that. I mean, it's bad. Like, sometimes you can go outside here on Earth and it's not good for you.
Yeah.
Outside is death in space.
Yeah,
I'm like so many things
we
can
have
go wrong.
Cliffs and oceans.
We do, yeah.
That's by itself, and that's here.
Yeah,
yeah.
Out there, there's no oxygen.
Yeah, yes, and then and you, it's so unknown that you don't know what is what.
Yeah.
You don't know if something is crawling. You're like, oh, what is this? And that shit can just eat your whole suit up. Yeah, you don't. Yeah. We don't know shit. Ice, what about you?
No, hell no, no, never. I don't really have no more exposition outside of that. I have no. I don't even want to visit.
I'm with you.
And I wanted to be an astronaut growing up. Like, that was my biggest thing. I wanted to be an astronaut, as, you know, most young boys would want to be. But, like, I still have a fascination with space, but that's from afar.
I completely agree.
And I would much rather look at it through my telescope than be there in person, just because there's so many, I think, and there will come a time when there's, you know, it's a lot easier and probably a lot easier to go to, and stuff will be civilized there. But at least for our lifetime, we won't be in a space where there's more known than unknown. So I'm good, because I feel like we're still, every trip is, I don't want to be a guinea pig.
Mm.
Well, right. They're an established colony, right? Yeah.
I mean, established.
Go ahead, Chaz.
That's the question, right? Like, yep. If it was like that, it's established, it's probably a theme park and houses. Mm-hmm. And
could
such.
Be, yeah.
I don't know how a theme
still
park
would work.
Personally. I still wouldn't go.
Yeah.
I still feel like it's still something there. It's still something that's unknown, another side of the moon.
By then, they've explored. You know how people do. They get in there, they explore, they colonize. It's been colonized already. Everything that was a threat is dead or enslaved.
Here's the thing. My issue is that the moon seems like it doesn't have, like, you know, like an atmosphere. Then you go inside and then you're just on land.
No.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you know how just Earth.
They'd have to have built an artificial atmosphere.
I wouldn't go to a colony at the bottom of the ocean.
Right? Yeah. Same. But I'm saying on the moon, it's all surface. It's just all you're. So at the end of the day,
well,
I feel like.
Maybe below surface stuff.
There could be. We don't know. Yeah. Right. But as of right now, it's just all surface. So we're looking at, like, yo. Any dust can just hit you when you're just out there just kicking it.
Bro, they were. If you take it from where they were.
Oh, you mean space? Well, it depends. Well, so if you're talking about real life or in this universe,
right.
I'm assuming in this universe they've put some sort of protection.
They were under a big ass dome.
And I think the inconvenience.
You still gotta wear a space suit.
The inconvenience of always having to have a space suit on.
Depends on how long the trip is. If it was a quick trip to get there, I may visit and then
by then
back and
it
not
would
go
be.
Again.
Yeah, 3-day trip.
If I gotta spend a month to get there.
Yeah,
and
that's
back.
I just feel like too, there's gonna be some shit where it's like, oh, the ship. Sorry, guys.
Wait a
and
second,
also,
guys.
And I'm on
there
for three.
There
I'm,
they
in,
have
wait I'm
a
there
second.
For three
yeah.
fucking
wait
months.
Wait a minute. Wait a second. You guys are missing. First off, it only takes 3 days to get to space in these spaceships. That's it. It only takes
three days.
It's about 3 days to get to space.
Well, what do you mean by get to space?
To get to the moon. I'm sorry.
Okay.
To get to the moon. It's a 3-day travel. It's not like it's Mars and it's that far away. It's 3 days.
Yeah,
travel.
But what's on the moon
that's,
that we don't have?
But that's
here?
Now.
We have theme parks.
That's fair. Yeah.
Sure. You have theme parks, but you also don't have the moon. People go to China. You go alone there.
It doesn't take 3 days.
Well, it doesn't take three right. days, but you go, wow, this is an
experience.
And
China has,
experience.
Yeah. China has its own culture, all stuff that it, that,
of,
that's
there's no
there.
Moon
of
culture.
Course. Yeah.
Moon. Of, there's not
yeah,
a moon
that's
culture as of yet.
Like, we do this on the moon.
We're going to be faking it.
By the time you get there, who knows what's up there?
All right, we got to get to the next question. Okay. so we can get you out of here.
I appreciate your perspective.
We got to get Chaz out of here. That's why I'm trying to, like, yeah. But I mean, I'm kind of with Chaz. Y'all some bitches. I'm going. Y'all some O's, man. Go to the moon, suckers. To the moon.
All right.
No.
Have fun, motherfucker.
All right, next
Your
question.
Your conspiracy theorist ass going to the moon?
Nah, I got to see what's up there, man. I gotta see
if it's really made of cheese.
I got to see if it's made of cheese or if it's hollow, man. I'm going to throw a rock at it.
Just hollow moon. It's an egg.
Who was your hardest boss battle in a video game? Nice.
Motherfucking Ripper Roo on Crash Bandicoot. Fuck that guy. Fuck that guy, man. I threw like... That's like, you know, when people be raging and shit like that. Like, that's when my raging started. It's like Ripperoo, he was bouncing around and shit. Like, you know, I know Crash Bandicoot, probably one of the most famous PlayStation characters and video game characters ever. But, like, he would just bounce around. He would have TNT boxes and nitro boxes. And you know the nitro boxes, that's automatic. Like, once when you touch that nitro box, it's a wrap. Mm. Like, he had me. And up until then, I was fucking killing it in Crash Bandicoot. And at that point, he had me in a fucking chokehold for, like, 2 weekends straight. And it was bad. Like, I think my dad's homie from work had to, like, give me pointers. Because it got so bad that my dad was like, hey, this fucking anybody help here in this son. Job... Because he's in the military, so he had a whole, like, platoon of people. And he was like, hey, any of you guys play Crash Bandicoot, please, one of you guys, please help my son because he is getting fucking smoked. Like, that's your job for today. Fuck the military work. Please help my child. I'm sure that's how the conversation went. But he came back with, like, this is how you beat him and stuff. And I was like, no, fuck that. I don't even want to hear that. I want to beat this guy myself. And it took me a long time, but I finally fucking beat him.
Chaz?
Any Mega Man game.
Ooh,
hardest fucking games. They're still hard. I tried to play one on the Switch. I was like, fuck this whole game.
Mega Man is tough.
Hard. And then Metal Gear Solid, maybe one of those. Yeah. Where you had to like take the controller out and put it into the other one. I was like, dog, how would you ever know this?
Yeah.
I was dying.
I think I had to look that up and find that out.
Yeah, someone had to tell me, oh, you got to put the controller on and put it in the second play. I'm like, what? How the fuck is a 10-year-old supposed to know that?
Yeah.
That's a wild thing.
Those are hard.
For me, bro, M. Bison on the hardest level.
Bison was a mug.
He moved so fast.
Bison was
tough. I paused the game. I was just like, slow down. Stop. I had to pause the game because he's moving so... when I would hit I was dead within like 15 seconds.
What?
The little scissor kick he would always do. And I'm like, bro, slow the fuck down. It took me so long to beat M. Bison on the hardest level. Because on an easier level, I was like, all right, I smoked his ass. But the hard one, nah. M. Bison gave me the
towards
blues.
The end?
M. Bison, he's the last character that you fight. It's like Sagat and then him.
Mm.
Sagat was a monster, too, if you on hard, to be honest.
Ninja Gaiden, yeah, fuck, man. Jason Ranger said Ninja Gaiden.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ninja Gaiden's a motherfucker.
Rob?
I had to look up which one it was. I'm pretty sure it was Fire Emblem Shadow Dragon. I don't know if you guys have ever played a Fire Emblem game before. Mm-hmm. Like a JRPG, you're basically like building an army. But like, it's kind of like you're collecting Pokemon or whatever. But if somebody goes down in battle, like they're dead. Yeah. They're gone. You don't get them back.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So you kind of have to like protect people or whatever. So, I mean, you level up, you do all this stuff. So I walked into the final boss fight. Like, I've been fucking up people like at this point.
You walked in cocky.
Level and level after level. And I walked in there and I realized like I played this whole game wrong. Like this last dragon boss that I had to go up against would just like destroy like my two strongest guys like off the bat. I'm like, I think I like completely leveled up like the wrong weapon skills. Like I fucked this game up to a point where I don't think it's winnable. And I just walked away. I just I had to put it down.
What was it on?
Wow.
This was a remake for so Shadow Dragon was one of the original Fire Emblems, but they remade it for the DS.
Did you never go back and finish it?
I've not gone back and finished it to this day.
I feel you.
To this day,
there's been games that can whip your ass that you be like, I'm not even playing this shit again. Dog. I'm done with it.
It's tough.
That's how I was with Cuphead for a while. I was just like,
Cuphead's hard as shit.
I haven't played, but I heard it was.
You cannot play with one person. You cannot play by yourself.
And I played by myself, and I was like, yo, this is terrible.
You need a teammate and a good friend that you won't get pissed at. Motherfucker, go left.
Yeah, right.
You knew he was going to do this in the same pattern every time.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Fire Emblem Shadow Dragon, the final boss on that, kill me.
All right. So we've seen a couple video game anime so far. And I guess we don't have to limit it to the ones that we've seen, actually. So if it's other ones that you watch, that you played, or whatever the case may be in general, you can name it that way, too. Is this the best video game turn anime show that we've watched, that you've watched in general? For me, personally, from what I can think of, yes. I mean, I don't think I've watched too many, at least that I know of, any video game shows, video games that turn into anime. But this shit, I had a fun ride with this show.
Arcane?
Ooh, I like this better than Arcane, man.
You like Arcane?
No, I like Arcane. Oh. Arcane was solid. It was pretty good. I like this a little bit better than Arcane. This is more my style, too, when it comes to like this visual, how they got after it, no games were played. Mm-hmm. As we saw in this show, death was here for everybody.
Yeah.
It came for every fucking person on the show. So it's like, you know, for me, that's what I like to see. That's what I'm all into. Rob?
If there's going to be one that would rival it, I think it would be Arcane. I think Arcane could get there because Arcane is just doing something different. Like, Arcane's going to have another season where they continue the story. Mm-hmm. And based on how Arcane ended, like, it could also be a situation where people are just all of a sudden getting up out of here.
Yeah.
So, I think Arcane could get there. I think maybe as a single season, like, versus each other, I think I would give this the slight edge, but it's very close.
Did you guys watch Castlevania on Netflix?
Yeah,
we did not. We did as a team.
Some of Brennan and I have seen it. I don't know if any of you.
I thought we watched the first season.
We didn't because basically we discovered
we had an episode about it.
I think the first season was only four episodes, but it's not a long.
I think I watched the first four episodes though. It was.
It was all right.
It
was
bad.
By the time
you get
to the end, though.
No, like, it's great.
It's great. It's, and if you guys haven't seen the ending, I was like, okay, well, that changes things.
Yeah.
Because Castlevania is up there, man. Like, the season three, I remember I wasn't, like, too impressed with. But season four, I said, hey, man.
There's four seasons of that show?
I think so. But
no,
the first,
it's
like
three.
I said, it's three?
It came out in season two. Well, because season two... after the four episodes, or was that all considered season one?
See, I don't know. But I want to say there was four that they dropped. But
does Pokemon count? Yeah. We got Sir Spectacular.
I was just about to ask that.
It definitely counts. It wouldn't beat this for me.
Mm. Okay.
No. I want to.
The song does.
I think what Pokemon did for me, I would have it above Cyberpunk, but as an enjoyment and show of a season, I'm going to have to go with Cyberpunk is the best one that I've seen. But Pokemon did have heavily influence on me. And if somebody did say Pokemon was better, it's a Dragon Ball Z conversation at that point. Where it's like, okay. Like, I'm not going to go back and forth with you on that. I mean, I will, but I'm not. But yeah, I would say Cyberpunk is the best.
Jazz?
I have some issues with Cyberpunk, but... I might have to give it to Arcane, especially seeing what they're doing, and to see if Cyberpunk does what they do, if they do a season two or not. But
yeah,
I had some problems with Cyberpunk.
You know, I wasn't feeling Arcane that
Arcane
much.
Was mad fun.
It was tough. Those first couple episodes,
I wasn't in at first.
You know what? I mean, I don't know. It's
I don't remember a dragon.
I did like those first couple episodes, but yeah. I hear you. I know that some people were not as solid on that kind of like little prequel three episode arc they had.
Yeah.
But thinking back to that show, what was the kid's name? Was it Echo versus Jinx on the bridge was fucking awesome.
Was great. Yeah, it was.
There's some great action in Arcane. It's tough. It's 50-50 for me on that.
Yeah. I'm not mad at that one.
Yeah, I wouldn't fight you off a ledge for those two. Those are actually both pretty solid.
Very good.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. All right. So next question. We saw a lot of machinery, a lot of tech in here. Who's the strongest mech / robot in anime, in your opinion? Ice.
The Super Tengen Toppa from Gurren Lagann. I don't know if you guys. I know you two haven't watched. Well, you haven't watched it. Gurren Lagann is a fun anime. I love Gurren Lagann. I think I just put Keith on it. But yeah, he's not loving it so much. But I think now he's about to. But yeah, the Super Tengen Toppa is like the main. Like, long story short, big ass fucking mech. But he's also a galaxy, and he can fucking throw stars and fucking universes at people. Cause like that's where the scale of the show goes at some point.
Jesus.
But and it's like it's not a god of high school situation where they just wake up one episode and start doing that. Like, it works his way up into that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's dope, man. He's dope. He's lit. It looks like one character in the show, but then it's the machine, quote unquote, is controlled by another guy, the main character Simon, and he is a dog. The stuff that, you know, the Super Tengen Toppa does is fucking hard. So yeah, that'll be my mech.
Hmm. Who you got, Chaz?
I can't tell you a whole lot of mechs. Does a Megazord count?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Mixed with the Green Dragon.
yeah.
If you can mix them, then that's big
old. You big can. There was a mode. There was a mode they like wore the dragon as like a hat or whatever.
Yeah, mm-hmm. If you can mix them, then that's my pick.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I don't know if it's necessarily anime, but it's definitely Asian
Japanese.
Influence.
It's adjacent. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
What do you got, Rob?
I'm going with, because again, I don't know actually a whole lot of like mech anime, but based off one that we've watched on the show, I'm going with the Barbados.
Oh, yeah. Right? Yeah, I knew y'all was doing that. I knew y'all.
You motherfucker!
What was it from? From
Iron-Blooded
Orphans. Gundam Iron-Blooded Orphans. Check it out. That gets a solid rec for me. I really enjoyed that
season two. They get after it too.
Season two.
To this day,
that's
still
around.
Some of the best sound design that I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was
on
up there.
Really
animated.
Great. And when Mikazuki was doing his thing, there wasn't really anybody that on that show that could touch him. It was a situation. It was almost like a Gojo situation where they had to just contain him to a point where they were just like,
We know you're going to get 30.
Yeah. So I don't want to spoil it for you, Chaz, because it's a great show. I would definitely say Mikazuki.
You got to do some work in the first season. But
Yeah. It's two seasons.
Work doesn't sound like it's up my
alley.
But you
watched fucking...
I don't think it's Immortal Man.
Season one isn't terrible, but like it's solid.
It's good. It's solid. I would say season one is good. Season two is incredible.
Yeah,
in my opinion.
Yeah,
but I would go with that.
Barbados.
Sorry, Keenan.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's it. I'm sorry. I took your pick.
No. For me, I had a backup, but I'm with Chaz, and since I don't watch a lot of mech anyways. What was that show? Exo Gear. What's that show called back in the day?
Beetleborgs.
Beetleborgs. That's
Beetleborgs is definitely a thing.
And also, you gotta say mech robots, so the androids count.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I don't know if that
androids.
Changes if that changes anything.
You remember a show called Exo Squad Robotech or something like that?
What the fuck is that?
I do not.
It was way back in the day when we were kids. But not even that show. Anyways, I was gonna say fucking Voltron. My backup was Voltron. That's all I had. Four feet and legs.
Defender of the universe, bitch.
That's like the anime Megazord.
Yeah. I mean, with the Transformers count, that would count technically.
Yeah.
I don't see why not.
Yeah, Transformers would count.
Yeah. What's his Optimus Prime?
Motherfucking Prime
ain't taking on the fucking Voltron. Nah.
You think so?
Hell,
give him Voltron the win.
Hell yeah!
Wow, controversial statement. I think.
Right. What?
I'm with you. I'm not huge on Transformers, but I think there's a lot of people that would take
a Voltron.
Yeah. A lot of people fuck with Optimus.
People love
they
Optimus
fuck
Prime.
With Optimus.
I love Optimus.
You got to watch what you say about
Voltron.
Optimus
flies
in these
from planet to planet. We're not. It's not even the same world. It's not even close.
Optimus faced extinction.
Optimus could transform into something that can fly from planet to planet. So. Yeah.
No, he can't. He turns into a truck. All he can do is go to a gas station.
He can turn into whatever he wants.
There's different iterations of him.
Yeah, there is.
No, man, the one I know, he turns into a fucking truck. Voltron murder him.
All right.
He does have some problems with Megatron.
All right, man. So, were you guys fans that they killed off the main character on this show?
Yes.
I wasn't. I'm not gonna lie to you. I read and I didn't read something, but I saw a video on accident.
Oh my god!
But it was saying it said something like there was a like this show was sad at the end. That's all it said. It was like this show was very sad at the end. A YouTube video. So I didn't watch it because I wanted to wait it out because it wasn't too long of a show anyways. So I was like, oh man, Lucy up out of here, bro. She's done for. She's gonna die. She's not gonna make it out of here. The writing was on the wall. Had her, but he shot her in the head at the end, but he didn't. I was just like, and then we saw the main character die, and I was just like, oh shit, like, damn. We keep saying, oh, season two. How? Where? They fucking obliterated this dude. So,
he's not coming back.
Rob, how do you feel?
Am I specifically about this show?
In general.
In general, I think it can work. Like, we've definitely watched shows where I think it can, if it's the end of the show, or even just like an end of the season, I think it can work, depending, especially if it's like something like this, where we can talk more about this later. I think Cyberpunk, this show could be something of like an anthology series type thing. Versus like some shows, they can kill off the main character basically in the finale, which I think in some ways can be a really effective storytelling point. Like if it's if they sacrifice themselves for something larger, you know, which has definitely happened on shows we've watched.
I mean, even Breaking Bad did it the right way.
Was I a fan of them killing David off on this? I was kind of fine with it. I'm not especially a big fan of David. We could talk about that in a minute too, but I didn't need it, and it certainly seemed like he was heading this way with almost every single thing that he did.
Somebody had to go.
And it should have been Lucy. She got her fuck up out of here.
Strong disagree.
Damn. Yeah, I disagree.
I know you do. Oh, I know you do, Rob. I know you disagree.
Strong disagree. Lucy must be protected at all costs.
Get him up out of here. I wasn't too thrilled with him. I think they did a good part to build his story and build sympathy for him in the beginning. But I think his attitude and his voice and how he went about a lot of things kind of... By the time episode 10 came around, I kind of lost all of that because I was like, damn, he lost his mama. He got kicked out of school. But like his kind of whatever attitude made me whatever about him. Mm. And he's just like him on the screen didn't warrant like... main character energy to where if they got him up out of there,
yeah,
I was just like, all right, like I wasn't rooting for it. But when it happened, I was just like, all right, like that just shows that there's stakes here, and it's whatever. So I would say I wouldn't necessarily. It depends on if I care about the character. I think this particularly, I'm cool with it. But as a whole, if I care about the character, don't get them up out here. Like if Naruto would have died in the fucking Zabuza fight, then I would have been like, bro, what's going on?
Yeah. That's the name of the show.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
So I'm not a fan of it, I would say, but I think in this case I don't mind it.
All right, we got a few more questions and we gotta get Chaz up out of here. So let's speed through these. Let's cut our answers kind of short. Who is your MVP and LVP of this season, man? Rob.
MVP, I probably give MVP to Rebecca.
Damn.
She's not my favorite character necessarily, but she was just like, you can have the same answer. It's not that big of a cast.
No, Rob.
LVP, keeping it in the family, give that to her brother Pillar. That dude just got his head blasted off in like the fourth episode. Fuck that guy.
Ah, yes. Ice.
I think Maine would be mine. Maine is a dope-ass character. I think he set the stage. I think he really pushed the story forward. He was cool to David. He took chances. He was a really good leader. He just got too high on his own supply. LVP, I would say Lucy, honestly, because just of what she did to David, and I think that she tried to. She has some redeeming qualities, but I think there were certain spots especially towards the end, she could have been a little bit better.
Chaz.
MVP goes to Maine's homegirl. What was her name?
Kiwi. Kiwi. The big one. Was it Dorio?
Dorio. Yeah,
she was cool.
She was G all the way to the end, stuck by his side. Should have dipped. She had no business being there.
She wrote for her dude.
Yeah. And it cost her. But I was like, that's your real ride or die. They don't make them like that no more. And then the L would definitely have to be Julio.
That's true. Dude didn't even finish the first job.
That is
tough. Out of that bitch.
Tough one for Julio.
Yeah. MVP, I'm going to go with Rebecca also.
Yeah.
She was a savior, to be honest with you. She literally saved David multiple times.
Oh, yeah.
Saved his ass multiple times. She was the real love interest to me. I feel like David should have been with her. You know, they didn't give her age, but she sounded like she was like in a weird space where she could have been older, but she just like a little small or something.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, but like, I feel like that, I could have seen like a little love just pop up with them.
She was definitely trying.
Yeah, she was trying.
David wasn't having it.
Wasn't having it at all. He was too sprung over Lucy. And I love how she was psychotic. She was after it. She was like,
I mean, put them side by side. I mean,
It just manifests.
Come on.
It manifests differently.
Hey man, so I'm gonna give my LVP to Lucy Punk ass, man. Get you the fuck up out of here. To my Rob's like, come on, put him side to side.
You're wild.
She was kind of useless.
Nah, fuck that, man.
She's the only reason David lived as long as he did.
It's true though.
Rebecca's the main reason why he lived as long as he did.
Rob is right. Rob is right because they were hunting David down for the longest.
Let me tell you something. He would have been dead. Also, if it wasn't for Lucy, man,
right.
She had his nose wide open. When you pedussy whipped over somebody, it's a wrap for you.
Yeah.
You can't focus straight. And he couldn't focus straight because
she used it to her advantage.
I want to go to the moon. Yeah, I don't want to work anymore. I don't want to do this.
She's not working because she's full-time keeping his ass safe. Because to be honest, I kind of want to change my LVP pick to fucking David. Yeah. Every awful thing that happened on the show is this motherfucker's fault. Yeah. Can't keep his head straight in the fucking game.
Yes!
Everything that went wrong was David's fucking fault.
I won't argue with you on that.
Maine's death is on David.
I won't
fucking no reason.
He's trying to be a rational human.
Let me tell you something. You talk about in the clutch, David was falling short.
He was
short multiple times.
Fumbled the bag. But that's why I'm like, I'm glad he died because I don't want to watch another season of him fumbling the bag.
I figured he would get it together. But, you know.
Anyway, sorry, go ahead.
No, you're.
I loved it.
I'm surprised nobody picked Kiwi.
They fumbled David. They really did.
And I feel like that his character development could have been to where he redeemed that. But anyways, next question.
Sir Speck says, I love Lucy. I can fix her. I can fix her. You guys don't get it.
Well, you don't want to travel to the moon, so you really don't want it.
Exactly, Rob. You've done it for
that's where we part.
Interstellar vagina out
that's
there,
where
buddy.
We part.
All right, man. Have you ever seen a villain dog walk a protagonist like this before? I don't think I personally have. This villain came in there at the last episode. He got talked about a little bit. He came in on the last episode and was like, oh, this dude, I mean, this would be easy work for me. Mm. And literally, it was easy work for him.
Yeah.
He struggled zero against... The main character. He fucked him up and fucked the whole crew
and
up.
Killed him.
Squashed my favorite character on the show. Smoked everybody else up besides the driver. Like, he went to work, easy work. So what do y'all feel? Do y'all have any other villains in anime that have dog walk? The main character, like, for real, either
main
killed
character,
him?
I don't know.
I wouldn't say killed him, but he dog walked.
All right, go ahead.
Moderate dog walked the entire Naruto cast. Like, that's probably one of the most infamous scenes of, like, the five strongest people from their nation.
Like, he had a whole army.
Like, the very end, it was everybody versus.
It was everybody versus Moderate.
Like, I think
there
was two of them.
Dog walked everybody. And it was like, we're going to give our five strongest people from our, you know, our villages and all the Kages, watch all five of them. Like, it was bad. So,
I think I've seen that fight scene too, where all of them together
said, you can bring whoever you want. Go get the fucking X-Men Avengers. I don't care. I'm dog walking them all. So, Moderate for sure.
Rob,
here's the problem.
I don't have a main character, but I'm going to give a special shout out to special guest Brennan. Reminded me of the scene when Vegeta was just like, hey, everybody, just like, watch this. I'm about to be a Super Saiyan and beat the shit out of Frieza. And then Frieza fucking punked him so bad. He like buried a grave. He buried that man, just holding him up with a tail, using him as a punching bag. Dude got dog walked.
Yeah, Frieza's dog walked that whole crew, including Goku.
Including Goku.
Yeah.
So I'll give Frieza that's during fair. The Namek Saga, he was giving people fits.
Yeah, he was. He gave people the fucking blues that whole time. Chaz.
This isn't a main character, but my favorite scene of all anime is when Rock Lee beats Gaara, because Gaara was like this impossible. It's more Naruto.
No, I watched. That's a great fucking fight.
Yeah, but we're talking about villains. Villains beating Gaara.
Well, Gaara was kind of the villain there.
At that point.
He was.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
I mean, he comes around later, but he was this impossible. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he was like this impossible dude to beat, and no one ever laid a punch on him. And Rock Lee was a super underdog. And
well, I guess it is fucking dope.
You know what? This is reverse. I see what you're saying. This is definitely had to be the villain beating him.
Yeah.
But the villain did beat him. He put fucking Rock Lee in a wheelchair.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
Because once he took it serious, he was like, all right,
man. All right, man. You punch me now. I gotta beat the brakes off your ass.
That's a good point. No more of this.
Yeah, he did. He did. Rock Lee was my guy. Anyways.
All right. Real quick, I'm gonna throw Chaz a quick question in there. Then I'm going to end with Rob's question. What did David learn from his mentor, Main, and did it make his character unique or repeat a beat of Main, what he did? Go ahead, Chaz. Huh?
So the question, was
the best of Main, I guess you meant, because you'd be having typos.
No, it's supposed to be, is it a repeat beat of Main? Because I felt like by the time we got to David, it was Main. And I was like, well, what's the difference? Why was David chosen to be the lead of this show?
Yeah.
He didn't grow. He didn't change. He did exactly what Main did. He's chasing his thing.
Fair.
And nothing changed. He didn't get further. He got a little further. And he was like, oh, you thought you were special? Adam Smasher said, I'm special, bitch. You not. And I was just kind of like, why did we even have David in there? So I was like, is there something that I missed that Main gave him? Because his mom tried to give him this dream. Main gave him some kind of goal or something, but he didn't really do anything different with it. Right? So that just mean I was like, is there something that I missed?
I totally get it. And I think it's part of why he wasn't a great protagonist, because he didn't want anything for himself.
We've seen this before.
I was like, we just watched it.
He
two episodes ago.
Yeah, I don't feel like he did learn anything from Main. He did exactly what Main did and learned nothing from it. And essentially did exactly the same thing. He sacrificed himself to try to save his friends so they could get away. So, I completely agree that he kind of was just a repeat beat of Main. And, David, so much of what makes a good character is knowing what that character wants.
Yeah.
And I can't tell you what David wants other than just Lucy, which
we
again,
even know what Ash wants. Like, he wants to be the very best.
Yeah. And I agree. No, I think that, I think I'm with you guys on this one. I feel like they killed off Main too early just to give David the same fate same.
Went through the cyber psychosis, the same beats.
You could have literally had Main get to that at the end and that happened to him. And then that's what David kind of took over. But like, all right, I got
to
take over and do this
David's
particular
supposed
shit for
to
season
learn
two.
And bail out and then sacrifice itself. It's like, I can't something, go to sacrifice. I don't know, something different.
Yeah, quickly, Ice.
No. He didn't learn anything.
You know. I mean, it's a great answer. It's quick and short, and it's the truth. All right, last question. So we can get Chaz up out of here and get a score. Do you think this show could have had a season 2 this show could have a season two. And what would you want to see them touch on if there is one, Rob?
Yeah, I think it could, you know, like as I mentioned earlier, if they did like an anthology series, I'd be super cool to kind of see some of what they talk about with like, you know, the old world falling and like the idea that like that old internet, or even just like seeing the story of Atom Smasher, because clearly this dude has figured out a way that he's special. Like the way David thought he was special, this dude is actually special because he's able to handle all that stuff. Or they can just go to a completely different city based in this world. I haven't played Cyberpunk. I don't know how big it is, but like I imagine it's a whole world. They've got other shit going on. And what's going on in, you know, L.A. in Cyberpunk? What's going on in New York City? Not just Night
City. That's a great take.
So, yeah, let's see what more of this world. I'd be down for that.
Chaz?
Yeah, great take with Robert. Because I was like, at the end of it, I said, you know what? These people aren't the main character of the show. The city's the main character of the show.
That's a good point.
And it was like Gotham.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I was like, there's going to be some shit going on. There's the Riddler here. There's this person there. And I was like, well, you can show different people and how they're going through this. And that made me like it more, not David.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, at first I was kind of on David's side a little bit, but there is a lot of not redeeming qualities about him. He is pretty trash, and I can see how. At first I was like, "How do you kill a main character?" But I was like, "You can do this without him. You can do this without him and Lucy, and you can probably even tie it back around somewhere, or you can actually bring David back. Like he's not fully dead. Right, there's a chip left, and now whatever kept him alive. You could do that shit too. So, but I do want to see season two of this show because it was super dope. Ice,
Lucy is pregnant, has a baby. Baby needs vengeance for his daddy.
I mean, I thought they were robots. He got a robot. He got semen in there.
Yeah,
he's got nanobots.
And his tolerance is even higher than his dad's. And he's like, I'm taking down the soccer corporation and killing the cyber dude.
Going after Atom Smasher.
Atom Smasher because my dad. And it's fucking like Vinland cyberpunk.
Weak from all the saga. Weak gravity on the moon.
Jazz, you can close this out with your likes and dislikes and your score, man. Go ahead.
I really did like the show, so I'm gonna give it like a. Oh wait, you guys.
These four and then the overall.
Wait, it's
out of 9,000.
It's out of 9,000. Okay, yeah. So I'm gonna definitely have to give it a 7,700.
These four or the whole thing?
Huh?
These four and then could you give?
Oh, overall. I'm doing an overall. Okay, doing overall. It's almost an 8,000. Only because, man, you want to root for the protagonist and he kind of sucks. And then definitely I go, he's not that special. So, but the world they created and the animation that they did and the action, like I'm about all that. But they didn't bring it home, dog. They fumbled Game of Thrones style at the end.
Yeah. Oh wow. Was it like you guys in Game of Thrones? What do you guys think? Is it on that fumble to bag?
No, it wasn't that bad.
No, Game of Thrones was worse.
Okay,
that was an epic fumble.
It was pretty bad.
But I also spent 10 years of Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a great journey, though.
It was
a great journey.
Well, thank you, Chaz, for your input. We're gonna get into our rest of our scores. It's gonna probably take time for you to get out of here.
Man.
That's why I just wanted to get him, y'all. Get his score, and get him out of here.
Hey, give it up for Chaz, y'all. Whoa, yay! I say woo. All
right, man. Get your whole ass out of here, Chaz. All right,
go teach those kids.
All right. All right, we can get into our scores, but before that, I had a quick question that I wanted to ask Rob specifically, man.
Great.
All right, man. Rob, man, let me know the truth, man. You going full cyborg for that Lucy Oosie, man? For that Lucy Oosie, man. We saw it. She was butt-ass. It looked good. I ain't going to lie to you. I felt like Rob, you know how Rob has to always kind of rewatch the episodes to like get his recap? But he was like, Andrea, could you go to the store
real quick? I watched the show at work.
Rob was watching the show shirtless, dog, the whole time. I'm like, oh, yes, Loose. So are you going full cyborg in this world? If you're like, all right, cool, I already have like my cyborg glasses or whatever the case may be. Are you going full cyborg to stay with Lucy, man? I know Ice and I are not. So
yeah. Well, here's the thing. At some point, she would tell me, because that's what she did with David. She was just like, you need to stop. Like, even she doesn't want full cyborg, so she can be reasoned with. Like, she just wants somebody she can see eye to eye with. And, you know, I get that. She wants somebody she can connect with. And, like, I'm just saying, Lucy.
This fucking guy right here.
Lucy, we could have something.
Who's the, like, right now, like, an equivalent to Lucy in real life?
What you mean?
Like who would play her in like a live action movie? Yeah. I don't know. That's a good question. That'd be a tough part to cast.
Yeah. Because I mean, if you're going to
get a porn star, shit.
Damn. I know, honestly, like I guess like for me, it would have been a young Scarlett Johansson, but who's that girl that played like her sister?
Oh, Florence Pugh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Florence Pugh might be.
I can see her doing that.
I
can see her doing that. She's attractive. She's dope. She's athletic. She got some skills acting wise. She can.
Yeah, she's really good.
She was dope in Black Widow.
She was.
I can see her being Lucy.
Yeah, you cut the hair.
She's really good in Midsommar too.
People would be mad.
Really good in Midsommar. Yeah.
People would be mad if they had another white woman.
I mean, I'm trying to think of who's
playing an Asian.
Who was the girl?
Character.
Yeah, that's
who was
a fair
the girl
point.
That played?
Because they got on Scarlett Johansson's ass for Ghost in the Shell.
They want her ass for sure. Mm. What are you gonna say? Because there's an Asian actress that I feel like
younger Lucy Liu. I mean, she ain't
for
really
sure.
got the body. But, yeah. yeah,
but I think Lucy Liu can even back then could have still
the essence of her.
Yeah, she could still be on top of that. I don't want to just sexualize her, but in that sense, she just kind of is a sexy character. She can still pull that off, you know. But I thought there's an actress and I just can't fucking put my... It's on the tip of my fucking tongue.
I don't know.
It was somebody that was in Electra. Somebody was in Electra that I feel like could have played...
You mean on the Netflix Daredevil?
Yeah. Iron Fist girl. She can
be... What about the girl
from
Alita?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
She's not bad.
Yeah.
You see her in the... pretty much animated, but like the actual girl that played her, I can kind of see that.
Rosa Salazar? Is that who it is?
Yeah.
I think the girl from Iron Fist. I can see her.
Yeah, she's been in some stuff. And I know
Colin
she's got the fighting experience.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Jessica Henwick.
Yeah, and I know she's got some of the stunt experience. She was on Game of Thrones, too.
Oh, was?
Yeah.
She was naked on it?
No.
Oh.
She was naked on
it? No, she
was
not.
That's what he said. She was naked on it?
A lot of people were naked on
that's
the
what,
show.
That's what, yeah.
She was not one of them.
Ah, man. I just wanted to see that because I feel like Rob was watching. When those scenes are popping up, when she was just like ass all naked, when you kind of just like, oh, shit. Like,
I was surprised. I was like, oh, wow, this show's going there.
Yeah. Because we saw sex scenes on this show, but then I wasn't I was surprised they didn't give Lucy and David a sex scene, how they were going about it in a sense. But I also feel like David, I mean, I'll get into my thoughts later, but like, I guess we'll get into our thoughts now. But go ahead, Rob, what you
Yeah, I mean, overall, I really like the show. I don't remember what I rated Arcane. And I was saying, and I remember I was saying earlier, it's kind of 50-50 split for me. As the more we talked about it, the more I'm like, I might give Arcane a slight edge, if only because we clearly all have a pretty serious problem with the main character on the show. And I didn't have an issue like that with any of the, like, we disliked Jinx, but we disliked her because she was a good villain.
Yeah, and rightfully so.
And Vi was a great protagonist. Mm-hmm. And there were other characters we liked on that show, too.
Yeah.
I mean, the only person that I think all of us were just like, fuck this dude, was Dude with a Hammer. What's his name? I want to call him Jace, but I don't think that's right. Who's the dude that was, he was doing that whole Hextech shit with Victor, and
I didn't like him. I didn't like Victor either. The main villain. I wasn't fucking with him at all.
No, Victor was not the main villain. The main villain was
who's that dude?
The dude with you're talking about the dude with the scarred face.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought he was a pretty good villain.
He's a good villain, but I didn't like him
Jace.
As a character.
It was Jace. Yeah. Okay, yeah, Jace. I mean, Jace was fucking up. Jace was fucking up. He was fumbling a lot of bags. So he's the only, but he wasn't like the main character. Like, he was definitely, you know, focused on from time to time. Anyway, all that to say, we're not talking about Arcane. I did like this show. The animation was great. I did like the storytelling. I like that they could approach this with, like, an anthology thing where there are stakes. Anybody could go at any time. I would love to see a second season of this. I had a great time with it. I agree with what Chaz said, that the city was kind of a character unto itself, which would be interesting if they did do another season to see just more of the world, to see if it's like this everywhere. There are other places that are different. I think there's just a lot of room to grow this whole thing, and I know it's a pretty established world. So that being said, I give this show, I'll give it a 7,500 overall.
Hmm. Okay. Ice.
I fucked with the show. I think once I guess... for lack of better words, compartmentalize that David is not going to be that great of a protagonist. Like, once I got that in my head and kind of pushed that to the back burner, I enjoyed the show a lot more. I initially was fucking with him, but I think around episode 4 or 5, I can't remember, I was just like, okay, he's not that guy. Like, I got it. Let me not let this hinder the show for the back half of it. So then, like, I think that made me enjoy it a lot better. I think it didn't stick the landing
as much as it could have, because again, it's the same beats.
Yeah.
We saw this happen with Maine already, and I guess I'm supposed to feel something different from Maine, but I felt more when Maine died than when David died. And I don't think you're not necessarily supposed to feel that, I guess, from a writing perspective.
Yeah.
I know side characters' deaths hurt, but it should never hurt to the same level as a protagonist, unless the protagonist is not that good.
Shoot, I mean, if Captain Levi dies, I'll be more hurt than Aaron.
But that's, again, to the point that Rob made, that's because Aaron is a good character. Like, he's written that way. He's written to be a fuckboy in the sense of, like, get him up out of here.
This is last season,
But yeah, I think it didn't stick to landing, and I wish it did, but this was the, from action perspective, whatever, but I think overall, this was the weakest stretch of episodes, leading against the other three and the other three that we watched, I guess the other six that we watched. But overall, I still enjoyed it. It was a good time. Whenever season two drops, I'll be right there ready to watch it, especially if Lucy's involved, even though she's an LVP. Aesthetically, I'm rocking with her. So I give this stretch of episodes a 7,000, and then just overall for the show, I know it doesn't average out to a 7,500. I think it's like 7,300 based on what I gave in it before, but overall for the show, 7,500.
We don't do averages here, man. We do what the fuck we want to do. You just,
you know what I'm saying?
I don't want to be like, well, you gave it a 7 to 5 and a 6.
Yeah, was it on whose line? Is like, the scores are made up, the points don't matter.
Yeah,
it's a ballpark, all right? Yeah,
7,500 overall for the show. Would I recommend it? Definitely recommend it.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you can handle titties, blood, and gore.
Yeah. This show was fun, man. It was a good watch. It was a quick watch. None of the episodes slowed me down.
Yeah.
The action was what I want. Motherfuckers getting sprayed and blown in half, guts, teeth.
Crazy.
Shit was crazy.
Did you feel it was too short?
The reason why I felt it was too short, because I felt they could have redeemed David. I felt like they could have did David. Yeah. David could have been a protagonist to where, when he was dropping the ball and having those moments when he wasn't in the clutch, he should have fixed those to become the leader. That they would have been like, all right, now you're our leader. We can believe in you because, you know, you're not, you know, he could have had a moment where he was like, oh, you're fucking up. You can't lead us as a leader.
He had some good moments, but most of those were in montage.
Yeah.
Like, we saw him, like, saving Rebecca a couple times.
Yeah.
He had that one dope fucking move that I rewound a couple of times when in the first episode of this stretch where he, like, jumped over that dude and blew his fucking brains out.
Oh, yeah. The Santa Vont, whatever.
Yeah.
And then he came
that was
over.
Hard.
And then they
and he
replayed
pulled up
and
like he knew he was that guy. He was like, come on, bro. Like,
yeah.
Oh, you have one too? That's cute. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, and certainly, like, he wiped out, like, plenty of rank and file once he had the cyber suit. But, like, the only true job we saw him pull it off as a leader was that one.
You know what I don't like? I didn't like the cyber suit's powers. I forgot that. That kind of hurt it for me, too. That magnetic thing. Oh, I'll take your powers. I ain't like that.
Yeah.
I wasn't a fan of that.
Yeah, and that's where it started to get a little... That's where my rating started to drop for me. When they like, put that in there, and it got super bulky.
Yeah.
And David got bulky. He pretty much turned into Maine, for real.
He did.
Yeah,
he literally was turning into Maine, even by size. It was just like, I liked his sleek, like, slimmer look, because it was more agile, so he wasn't going to be super bulky and stuff like that, so he can kind of be just a little bit more fitting for that character. When he started getting bigger and bigger, and he added that suit, and it's like, all right, this turned into like a full on mech show, and I'm not necessarily a big fan of mech shows like that.
Me neither.
I do think the side characters on the show was fun to watch. They were funny. They were getting after it. I mean, I'm not even a fan of watching like nudity in anime, but this, I ain't gonna lie, I'll say, fuck, it was enjoyable. I'm not gonna lie, Lucy, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. She was great to look at, and she was dope too. She held her own at times. But I will say, David is the weakest link, and I'm curious to see for a season two what they're gonna do. And now that we know that anybody can get it, like this second season, everybody can die again out damn near. The main character can die in season two,
anything
and they can just keep having brand new main characters in this fucking show if they keep doing it that way. So I would say wrap it up. These four, I would give it a 7,300.
Okay.
And then
wow, sharp decline. I feel like for you.
I think I was doing 77.
Yeah.
Yeah, around 77. But overall, I will probably stick around 7,800 for the show. I really, really enjoyed it. These four, they're not as bad as I'm saying as a 7,300. They, like you said, they weren't as good as the first. You know, the first six that we watched. Those were super enjoyable. David was starting to annoy me.
Is David a cooler, a cleaner, or a closer? I mean, closer or a cleaner?
he's a closer for sure. He's not a cleaner. Because he's, I mean, for him to keep buzzing out.
I think he's cooler, honestly.
I won't fight you on that. I won't fight you on that. It's like, you know, this is, you know, if you watched the, read the book, what was it called?
I don't know.
I forgot what
it was. No free pub.
Tim Grove. Tim Grover.
Tim
Grover. It was his book. I think it was Resentment.
Relentless.
Relentless. I'm sorry. Yeah. Relentless. Yeah. He gives
all right, you a little bit of free pub.
Yeah. He gets a whole breakdown of like the of who you are. Kobe and Jordan, Dwayne Wade. Those are like cleaners. They get the job all the way fucking in and cleaning the whole shit up. Closers would do it from time to time, but sometimes they'll result back to a closer,
like
a cleaner.
LeBron.
He called LeBron a closer, not a cleaner. But like, that was David to me, and I can see him being even cooler in that sense. I'm not going to argue with you on that. But this is a fun-ass show. It was a fun show overall. I would definitely recommend it. I do want to see a season two. We've been trying to get Cam to watch this shit, so hopefully Cam watches it, even though we spoiled the fuck out of it for him.
We said everything that happens.
It is what
it
is.
It's a good show, Cam.
Yes, it's still a good-ass show. I think you'll still enjoy it. Do we have any people want to shout out?
Yeah, I want to shout out the man. My man Jason Ranger sending me some money on my birthday. He said, "Hey man, tell Rob and Keenan to stop fucking playing with you." And I said, "You know what? You fucking right, man." He said, "What's your Cash App? I'm gonna hold you down since them fuck ass niggas can't gonna hold you down. I got you, big dog."
We got him a cake.
"All right, thank you, bro. I appreciate that." So shout out to those guys.
Hey man, this is your fault for getting extra cocky and thinking that you were supposed to remember your fucking birthday and then show up on a day and then didn't tell us it was your birthday and then not show up for another 3 weeks to a month. We take partial blame. I'll take partial accountability.
I'll absolutely take partial blame.
But you're gonna take the other part of that blame.
There's no part of that. Shout out to Jason. We're not gonna shout out.
Sure,
to
Jason, it's your birthday,
for pulling up.
I told you mine's on the 7th. There's no excuse up. Now.
We're 5 years deep.
What month again?
Huh?
7th of what?
November. Yeah.
I always knew it. I've always known your birthday.
No, you didn't. We just literally had this discussion last week.
It's in the calendar now.
But I knew it.
It's in the calendar now.
Yeah, but
have I missed it?
But I knew it.
No, I've never missed it.
Yes, you guys have. You guys missed my first birthday.
That was the first one. I didn't even. That was. I've known you for 2 months at that point.
Hey, you say, have you missed it, man? I'm just
I was just an employee at that point.
You asked,
shout
man.
Out. Hey, y'all taking the point away from Jason. Shout out to Jason, man, for pulling up on me.
Hey, shout out, Jason.
With the birthday love, man. Hey, shout out to you, dog.
I mean, fuck. Hey, and I'll be honest with you, man. Your presence hasn't showed up yet.
Yes, so yeah, clearly.
It's still in the mail. It's still in the pipeline. It's taking a while to get here. I'm sorry.
It is a beach house in fucking Vegas. Is what it is? Fucking beach house in Idaho.
Yeah, it's one of those, what do they call those things?
A timeshare.
A timeshare, man.
I got you a timeshare in fucking Wisconsin.
That's on its way.
What you got for us, Rob?
I want to shout out the X-Boys podcast. My buddies over there on that podcast, they cover the X-Men animated series. I came back for another two-parter. They just had the episode drop this last Tuesday, so check them out. Also, give a quick artist shout out because fuck it, I pulled the picture, may as well do it. Shout out to Bruno Frenda on Instagram. He's a pretty dope artist. He's got a lot of really cool Jujutsu Kaisen stuff up there, but he also had some great like My Hero Academia style art, fan art. Yeah, check him out. It's Bruno _ Frenda on Instagram, Bruno _FRENDA. Check him out. Also X-Boys.
All right, man. We're going to shout out bitch-ass Brennan. Follow bitch-ass ho-ass Brennan on all of his social platforms. Make sure you capitalize the B on bitch.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be able to find him on all those social media platforms. And make sure you give him a birthday, not birthday shout-out, but a vacation shout-out. But hey, bitch. Heard you on a vacation somewhere.
Verbatim. Start the message off, hey, bitch.
Oh, my God.
He going to be like, man, why are you telling people to do this to me, huh?
He absolutely would.
He'd be like, why are we doing this? You know what? I'm going to shut the whole. He gonna be just like, I'm shutting the whole studio
down. He's coming back, and he's going to be like, this show's over.
Yeah, this show's over. No more animation. This is my studio. I'm taking my ball back. Keenan Baker on
everything. See you next time in the parking lot, guys.
Yeah. Yeah, right? Exactly. On Anchor, the app. We got to do it on now. yeah, man. Keenan Baker on everything. This drops on Friday. I'll be in San Diego on Sunday at Mic Drop. And it's going to be, I'm just doing one show, 7:30. Headlining over there, a nice little 45-minute set, hour set, whatever you want to call it. It's going to be some good times. And, yeah, that's it, man. We do not have an anime necessary lineup for you guys next week. It might be Tekken, possibly
another video game, Tekken Bloodline.
It might be. We're not fully sold on
that. The Patreon's going to know first.
Could be Chainsaw Man.
I mean, we might even still do like a quick review on one episode, not a full
it'll be two by then,
episode. What'll be two episodes by then? Mm-hmm. Okay. We'll see what's up. The Patreon will know, then y'all get it on Monday. Y'all see what's up, man. We'll let y'all know. So thank you for tuning in to another episode of Animation. Peace.
Peace.
And so anime was solved forever.